or to a repeat performance. That kiss, their first, their only, had been earth-shattering. It had also almost certainly been a mistake. The wind off the ocean picked up behind Lyra, sending her ponytail flying into her face and his. Grayson tamed her long hair, pushing it back. And as he did, the wind calmed too. So suddenly and completely that Lyra couldn't shake the illogical thought that he had calmed it through sheer force of will. An alarm went off in the back of Lyra's mind. This was Grayson Hawthorne. And even if he wasn't the cold, above it all, asshole rich boy she'd thought him to be 24 hours earlier, he was still a Hawthorne. His blood wasn't just blue. It was practically cerulean. And soon enough, the grandest game would be over. And promises or not, Lyra and Grayson Hawthorne would go back to being what they'd always been, little more than strangers, with every reason to stay away from each other. "Neither one of you knows what you think you know," another of Odette's warnings echoed through Lyra's memory, but even that couldn't distract her from the fact that she was still so close to Grayson that she could feel his every breath on her skin. "We should try to get some sleep before phase two," Lyra said. The words came out throaty and low. She'd been aiming for practical. They'd been given 12 hours to recover from the first phase of the game. So far, Lyra hadn't managed anything resembling respite.
"We should," Grayson agreed.
But instead of putting even a modicum of space between them, he brushed the knuckles of his right hand lightly over her cheek, stealing her next breath like a born thief.
"I meant what I said, Lyra. We'll figure this out. The game and all the rest."
The rest. That was the understatement of the century. And even just thinking the words had others ringing through Lyra's mind. A Hawthorne did this. A Hawthorne. Omega. There are always three. Lyra took a step back. Maybe with a little more distance, she'd be able to breathe, to think, to focus on what came next. The two of them were standing on what had once been the cliffside patio of a glorious mansion that was nothing but ruins now. A charred and visible reminder of the way even the grandest things could be reduced to ashes. "Someone sent me here." Lyra focused on that. "Someone put me in this game, and whoever that person is, they know about my father. I'm someone's pawn." Lyra looked away from Grayson's pale and piercing eyes. "Or a weapon. Or a bomb." That was the logical conclusion, wasn't it? That the person who'd sent her that ticket had put Lyra in the grandest game because of her history with the Hawthorne family? Because of her father's death? Because of Alice Hawthorne's role in it?
"You are no one's weapon, Lyra," Grayson said,
his tone making it perfectly clear just how rarely he lost arguments of any kind.
"Bomb or otherwise. And you are certainly not a pawn."
"Then what am I?" Lyra retorted, her gaze returning to his like a homing missile.
"You are lethal," Grayson said quietly, "in the best possible way."
Where did he get off saying something like that, and sounding, for all the world, like he meant it? Lyra went to take another step back, but Grayson reached for her shoulder, and the next thing she knew, he'd reversed their positions. Now Grayson was the one standing with his back to the cliff's edge, and Lyra had the magnificent ocean view. He'd just put himself between her and the drop-off. "I don't need your protection, Hawthorne."
Grayson arched a brow. "Agree to disagree."
The wind off the ocean picked up again, a front rolling in. A slight shiver passed through Lyra's body. Eyeing her, Grayson undid the top button on the jacket of his fits like a glove suit. The middle button was next.
"What are you doing?" Lyra asked.
She wasn't just talking about his suit jacket, and he was perceptive enough to know that.
"What are we doing?"
"I would think the answer apparent."
Grayson undid the final button on his jacket, and then the jacket came off, and Lyra's body remembered. "My lips and yours."